Don Wrinkle here, selling you some amazing grease products. You're never gonna believe how great they are. I got greasy rags, I got greasy pins, I got, hell, I even got greasy screws. Whatever you need, come on down and check out Don Wrinkle's Grease Warehouse Emporium. You're gonna love it, I swear.
I'm coming for you, boy. I'm coming hard.
I don't care. You come in my face.
Because I'm going to stretch his ass like it's never been stretched before.
Well, you're going to bust a nut.
When I get my hands on you, I'm going to eat your ass. I'm going to get to touch your body.
Strange Time Show!
Hello you, this is Ian Lee. You may remember me from the 90s. Well, for goodness sakes, whatever you do, do not listen to strangetimeshow.com.
Hello. Thank you for calling the strangetimeshow.com voicemail box. No one is available to take your no doubt highly exciting call, so you can either leave a message after the tone or just fuck off. I don't really care. I don't even get paid for this shit. They're a bunch of utter cunts.
Davian motherfucking Dent, my sweet, sweet prince. It's your old pal Benny, and I'm just checking in to congratulate you on 500 episodes, that is. Quite a milestone, worthy of a round of applause that I can't do because I'm holding my phone in one of the hands I would need to applaud with. But it's worthy of applause, no doubt. 500 episodes. That's an amazing feat. And I've always thought you were an amazing talent. I've always called you the man with the golden voice. And, hey, I'd like to take it a step further than everybody else that's, sent their congratulations to you for 500 episodes. I'd like to, congratulate you even on 499 episodes. I bet you no one's done that yet, so I'm probably the first. I'll even go a step further and congratulate you on 501 episodes. Bet you didn't get any congratulations by the likes of Ed Wallach, did you? Nope. Your old pal Benny.
Ah, fuck your mouth!
Quack, quack.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you
talking about?
Strange Times.
How do
you? Alright, Kat.
How's it going, mate?
I'm fucking knackered, mate. Fucking age, and
you've been visiting your friend Peggy.
Peggy 13. No, I couldn't manage more than 12. Hey, shut up, woman. No, that or that didn't necessarily have to be a woman. I only know that it was because she's chained to the radiator. Boy George Stiley, how am I going to get out of this comedy cul-de-sac? Quick, say something funny.
Fuck her right in her pussy.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right. Show 500. I suppose we should start with the tributes, really. Oh, no, that's my calendar app. Well, I say tribute. Here's the thing, dear listeners. I've only listened to about two of these, and we've got about 10 to get through. But I think we should start with the Podfather himself.
Good God, Davian, Dom, and Kat, 500 episodes, congratulations. And now, stop. Just stop. Your pod has always been a hilarious, tasteless, and spiteful reflection of the increasingly bizarre world we're all living in, or so I thought. This is Mark Hershon, by the way, co-host and executive producer of the apparently permanently hiatus Succotash the Comedy Soundcast Soundcast. It's only now, as you're crossing that threshold from the ridiculous to the sublime, that the realization has finally hit me that no, you are not simply providing commentary and setting up today's trials and tribulations, but that you are indeed causing this end times, strange times, crap fest we're all living through now. I'm surprised it's taken this long for my eyes to see what my ears have been hearing for the last half a thousand episodes, but your ribald humor and sophomoric hijinks, beyond being simply entertaining, are like a siren song, drawing disaster to our world, or like a witch's brew conjuring calamity upon us all. Now, because I respect you all far too much to point out this connection to the authorities, not to mention that professional courtesy demands I allow you to continue doing what some might construe as the Lord's work, I hope that you gents will come to your senses, see the error of your ways, and withdraw from the arena of public discourse of your own volition. If you've not done so by the time Strange Times hits episode 1000, you leave me no choice but to celebrate your unique style of nonstop podcast buffoonery again. Godspeed, gentlemen, and long may your freak flag fly.
He's a bit of the wordy twat, isn't he? thank you very much.
I hope you retire before I finish this this tribute.
Fuck Ricky Gervais. This is the original Podfather, Mark Hershon, of Succotash, and many other lovely things. Like sleeve talkers. Ooh, name dropping. Thing for the future or something from the past. We shall see. Anyway, enough of that bollocks. Let's play the theme tune. Right, theme tune stuff.
Which theme tune did you play? Or did you do like an amalgam of like a bunch of them from over the years?
Nah, I'm just going to overdub the normal ones. I'm fucking knackered. Yeah, isn't it? So. Right. Any pre-show business before I pretend we've just played the theme tune? I don't know why I do that. Like I'm trying to pretend that the theme tune's actually fucking what a wanker. Hold on there, Bubba Louie. What?
Is that what you were just doing? Were you literally like, okay, I'm going to play the theme tune, it's about halfway through now?
Yeah, well, why?
Fucking knob. Why would you do such a thing?
Go fuck your horse.
Wow.
And a very warm welcome on this... Dank's cool now, isn't it? Dank's one of those... Is dank one of those words that's now cool? Is it? I don't know anymore. So. I'm old. So's the show. What show? StrangeTimeshow.com. Episode number 500. Who'd have thunk it and believed it? Not me, that's for sure. Neither will my pod wives, because we're in a very strange religious sect. I said sect, not penis. Cat Sorens.
How's it going, man?
It is very much...
Dog shit. Absolute fucking rubbish.
Legal point there. It's actually rancid dog shit, if you don't
rancid,
mind.
Rancid, yeah.
Thank
dog
you.
Dog shit wrapped in cat shit, to be
yes,
completely
yes,
clear.
Yes, 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 with it's, extra AIDS. Oh, sorry. It appears to be an old man on this microphone. Oh, dear.
That's a butt plug.
His name is Rupert, by the way. And with me and my long-suffering, upside-down man in the future, the rather delectable Mr. Dom Risk.
Hi, hello. We have a combined age of about 180, and most of that's Davian.
Oh, welcome fuck off.
All but to be fair.
Well, listening to a bit of Mark Hershon's advice there, he did say, please stop. But I say no, because... Oh, hang on, I've got to fucking cut the sound effect. Fucking hell! Hang on.
Fuck the police.
And no. Yes, we've just begun.
Get it? Hey! Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. Give him half an hour on a fucking radio show and he thinks he's fucking Hitler.
Shut your fucking gob.
How is the radio show going?
It's going very well, but we're not there to talk about that bawling ass piss. We're here to talk about StrangeTimeshow.com. Yeah.
What, so we shouldn't get clips of this show and send it into where?
I don't think that would be a very good idea. I think we should concentrate on this being the 500th episode of StrangeTimeShow.com. Yes, many others have fallen by the wayside, but ultimately...
There can be only one.
Oh, God.
Really, I mean, do we take a trip down memory lane or do we actually get really lazy?
How about memory lane?
Memory lane sounds better, or possibly we could listen to, Jesus, we've got loads of tributes, actually. There's probably enough to fill up the entire show. I mean,
Jesus. I'll just recline my seat then.
Yeah, but, oh, look, someone's fucking sent something in an M4A format. What a wanker.
Is it Cunter?
No.
Oh,
is it mate? Is it?
No. Oh, why isn't it playing?
When I say this.
Oh, here we go again. Oh, fuck it.
I can't look at you when I say this.
What?
I can't look at you when I say this.
Yeah, they all say that to me. So I'm looking in a
different direction. All right. Don't look at me. Don't you fucking look at me. Don't you fucking dare. Oh, hello from Megan and Cy. Just wanted to say a huge congrats on your 500th episode, but I have to ask, when are you going to bring back that Bond guy?
Have you got the tape of the tumbleweed there, Kat? If you just pop it in the post, I think we'll play it at that point. I did actually think of reaching out to some old hosts, but I forgot. Thank you very much for that, Megan. Lovely to hear from you. I'm going out for a drink with her and her husband, Si, and lovely, lovely, lovely Ian Davies. Actually, I think it's next week, actually. So that would be nice to sit in a pub, watch people get drunk while I drink my Orangina with LSD. So, how do we feel now, 500 episodes down, guys?
Turgid.
That's Dom's word.
No, I don't mind. To be fair, I've like 500. I've only done 200, maybe 300. I can't actually remember. I don't know. You two have done like 1,000 episodes between you. Is that how it works?
No, because we've been on the same one, so... yeah.
Sorry. Confusing me.
Putting all the extra shit as well, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but we ended up putting out as regular episodes, though, didn't we? So we literally have put out everything. I'll tell you what I'm probably going to be doing at some point in time. I'm going to pick out...
Fisting the dead.
Apart from fisting the... That's probably going to be the next in the long, tedious, overdrawn-out fucking Walking Dead series, isn't it? It's a... bloody done everything else. I was like, fucking the dead, having cups of tea with the dead, taking the dog for a walk with the dead, looking at my penis, which is dead.
It definitely smells dead.
Yes. Well, that's what my cat said anyway.
Tastes like it, too.
So that was you, is it, Dom? Blimey. How queer. Fucking hell, 500. I didn't even think we'd get past 50, to be honest, but there you go. We've done 10 times, ain't it? Because we're fucking well old, mate. We're fucking geezers.
Wow. I'll start because you and Bob both work shy twats.
Yeah. I still am, to be fair, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, and so you should be.
Yes, abso-bloody-lutely. Benny Fox, Benny Michael Fox has sent in some audio. I'm a little bit worried though because it says it's 32 megabytes long, which is actually normally like half the length of an episode. So maybe he sent it in gold plated WAV format. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out later if I'm still alive. I knew I forgot something.
Your pants?
No,
because normally your pants. What?
Content.
I just don't know if I'm ever... Is it Davian? Davian? Davian?
Davidian?
Devilish? Davian Republic?
Davian Republic.
I'm just always oh, shit, we're recording. Hi, D-Meister! happy 500 episodes! Man, that's crazy! 500.
Congratulations.
What are we on? 240?
We will be, yeah.
Yeah, we will be on 240, so, you know, we're a little bit behind you, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know, just got the odd 260 to catch up on.
That's fine. If you just hold off for a minute and let us catch up, that'll be great.
Yeah, so give us about 4 years.
But no, he's always been the pod man, and now he's on the radio.
I know.
So fucking A, where he belongs with that sexy fucking voice.
The voice.
It does make me question things about myself when I hear that voice.
It just makes
mostly
me,
how shit my voice is.
Yeah, it just makes me cum.
Does it?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, his voice, not mine. No, mine's, mine makes dicks, like, retreat inside, whereas Davian's kind of, like, lures them out. His voice lures them out. He's like the Pied Piper.
DJ Piper.
But for men's cocks. I don't know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, maybe we're getting sidetracked here. Congratulations on 500 episodes. See you in another 500. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, well done, man.
Oh, by the way, this has been Greg and Joe from the All Seen Guys podcast.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah.
Oh, we're so good at this.
Okay, I'll overdub the laughing later. Actually, I got a good laugh from you earlier, Kat. I'll just copy paste that. Never done that before.
No, never.
So how's your lovely week been, Kat?
It's been pretty good. I've had the people from the house, gas and electricity companies have actually done their job and disconnected the fucking steaming pile of shit from everything else. So
nice.
There is no gas and electricity connected
right. Eventually.
So all I've got to do is just wait for the certificate from the council to say we can demolish the house, which the demolition people have already applied for. So I'm just going to wait for that. And then they'll smash the pieces, take it away, check for asbestos, clean any of that up, and then it's good to be start building on. Yeah, so that's good.
What about your cable?
What?
What about your cable that goes over your top of your house or somehow? Or your neighbor's wire?
Well, apparently the power company has come along and inspected the pole, because the pole,
hey!
The reason, they've come out and a good look at my pole, and it's leaning to one side. So the reason that the cable is low is because the pole is leaning and they have to, well, they're probably going to have to replace the pole, which means disconnecting the power for the whole street, pissing everyone off. And,
oh, brilliant.
Yeah, cool. But I won't be there, so I won't know about it. So that's fucking great.
When all the electricity gets cut off, just run down the road letting off fireworks saying, the Americans are coming, the Americans are coming.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Or chase someone up a tree and fuck it.
Yeah, so that's what's been going on with that. I don't know how long that's going to take. That won't affect the demolition, though. I think it's only the builders that want the cable changed. So
why does everything sound like a double entendre to me?
Because you're a dirty, dirty, very, very, very old man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks.
What else has been going on?
Wrangler?
We're supposed to be having lunch with my wife's cousin yesterday. And and wife is a water engineer, and it's been pissing down with rain here. So it was her, she's on call, so we didn't go. But because she'd promised to take our niece, who's 7, to go there.
Oh, jeez. Fucking hell, Dom.
What happened? Sorry, I'll shift it up a bit. Honestly, what happened?
Nothing. Nothing. Just another lawsuit. If this was a company, we'd have HR knocking on the door.
Yeah. So she said, "All right, we'll take you 10-pin bowling." Now I made this. I picked up. Cause I haven't been 10-pin bowling for ages because you got to wear those stupid fucking shoes. But apparently, the 10-pin bowling owners have come to their senses and realised that no one likes wearing those stupid shoes. As long as you're wearing runners, you're fine. So I got there. I pick up, must have been the heaviest bowling ball in the fucking place.
And there's my cock.
No, it wasn't that. It was bigger than a marble, so it was mustn't. Yeah. Oh, anyway, I picked it up and I've strained something in my fucking wrist now, so my fucking right hand is fucked. So that's a treat. So I've finished having lung aids, and now I've got this fucking thing to go to the doctor about. So,
oh, mate.
Yeah, the joys of getting old.
Oh, it fucking sucks, doesn't it?
It's just been one thing after another.
You two are honestly the oldest fucking cunts I've ever met, and I've not even met you.
yeah, I'm well, that might change at some point. Yes. No, I'll save that for later. All right, so, actually, before you tell us about your lovely week, Dom, how's the weather like up north?
So far, so good. Apparently, it's going to be in the morning where the storm better hits, or whatever it's called.
Nice. And how's your lovely week been?
It's been all right, actually. It's been good. I finished a rewrite the week before, so this week's just been plodding along, finessing things, and, all seems to be going okay.
Now, for those that have just tuned in and think that you're a world-famous author, do you want to briefly explain what rewrite actually means?
No.
Try and stick to words of... No. Oh, no, you don't want to? Okay, cool.
No,
okay.
No, all it is...
I really didn't want to edit much, this show.
Yeah, it's probably best if you edit that. Especially if I'm... Maybe I won't talk about work now, shall I?
Well, yeah, work, paedophilia, same sentence. Doesn't always go very well. And
well, that's not the same sentence. What's the thing about fucking 24-year-olds?
20 of them.
Oh, dear. I haven't even got any sound effects for that.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't be.
I'm going to get a banana.
Oh, hang on, what was that one? Oh, I remember that one. That was a good one.
If I need a banana, I'm going to get a banana.
Hey.
Do you want to be in my gang, my gang, my gang? Do you want to be in my gang? Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. I feel disturbed and yet quite aroused at the same time. Is that natural?
Perfectly natural.
Perfectly natural. Okay. That's lovely, then. Right, so what's shining content we brought for this very special episode anniversary?
You haven't told us about your week yet, you lazy prick.
I went to work. I got really pissed off. And suddenly it was Friday. It's Friday. No, Saturday today. Motherfucker. Yeah.
That's a song, isn't it? It's Friday.
What? It's Friday, motherfucker. Yeah, by Rod, Jane, and Freddie. This week was a bit of a tough one at work. Just stuff. In fact, next couple of weeks going to be fun. Next week, I got my manager off, so I've got to pretend to be a boss.
You got him off, did you?
What?
You got your manager off.
Yeah, she's taking 2 weeks holiday. And also our top technical person's got next week off. So I'm going to be a little stressful by the end of, one minute past nine on Monday, I should think, probably. Oh my God. Maybe this is the time I do fall off the wagon. Sorry, Kat.
What do you actually do anyway?
Oh, look, it's a very complex answer. I do.
Fuck all.
If only. No, although if I resign, I could be doing fuck all for a bit. I do training stuff. I teach people to be nice on the telephone. Can you believe that shit? yeah. Now, I've got to pull my socks up because there's on the other side of the pond, there's another company that does a similar sort of thing for the same people, blah, blah, blah. I won't go, it's very boring. But, like, she's actually good at her job, whereas I'm kind of just like, yeah, let's fake it to make it. So I've got to pull my goddamn socks up. Maybe now I should get sock suspenders. I'm old enough for sock suspenders, aren't I?
You are, yeah.
You're
going to
wear them with shorts, though.
Got to wear them with shorts. Actually, my bollocks are down by my knees. Now maybe I should get some bollock suspenders.
Yeah, just dangle them out. One at each side, each short leg, and have your sock suspenders.
Do you reckon that's a look I could pull off?
Yeah.
Right. Excellent.
You wear that pull off.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Tweaky? Oh, yeah. I knew you said that, you fucking little thing, mechanical jizz stain. Right. Okay. So yeah, work. I don't want to talk about my work. I tell you what did happen that was good. I released a new song. I say new song. It's a cover version, that I've been recording on and off for bloody ages. I finally finished it. It's with, I say my band is actually just me now. Final Hour Music. Com. Yeah, I released a cover version of a really old Joy Division stroke New Order song called In a Lonely Place.
Play a little bit for the boys and girls.
I think they're probably depressed enough at the moment without me playing okay, I've got to find it. Hang on, where shall I go? It's on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, everywhere at the moment. Yeah, that's what I was going to be my plug. Okay, I'll play a little bit. Let's put it about there.
Like the words.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Pressing the bottle and stone. Love that is special for one. The waste and the fever and hate. How I wish you were here with me now. So, like, it's a really happy song, obviously.
I want to kill myself.
Reportedly, it was the very last set of lyrics that Ian Curtis wrote, and it was recorded and released officially as the B-side to New Order's first single, Ceremony. But in recent years, they've actually released the Joy Division version, which was, like, saved from an old, like, cassette tape of a rehearsal or something, and... I think it's Peter Hook's autobiography. He said they had a hell of a time like working out the words because they couldn't find his lyric sheet, so they literally had to listen to this cassette over and over again. And so there you go, ladies and genitals. If you like your post-punk music of a particularly slow and dark flavour, then yeah, do trot along to Final Hour Music and stream, or more importantly, buy my shit, man. Thank you very much. This has been a party political broadcast on behalf of the Cunt Party.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Hello, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hello, how are
you Shut
today?
Up, children. I
no,
want
I
you to stop.
Out.
Thank you.
Who have you guys been listening to?
I've been listening to this.
The Strange Times podcast is part of Podnose.
No.
It is.
Oh, dear. Ah! I kept meaning to reach out to George Grimwood, actually, one of the nicest human beings in the entire universe, actually. He's a lovely, lovely, lovely chap. And he bought me pizza once, which makes him extra lovely.
That's all the payment we got for being on Podnose.
You
might be a nice guy. You might be a nice guy, but he's no Stu Buckland.
Well, there can only be one Stu. In fact, I think we got something from Stu.
Oh, wow, that's almost like a fucking bandit.
The thing about Strange Times celebrating their 500th podcast episode is, can you even call what they do now podcasting? It's a bunch of old, sad, wet sacks coming together to whinge about how much they fart these days. I don't know. That seems to be what the content is.
All right, ready to go.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, I'm going to start. Yes, hello. This is Stu from Dad Pants, and I've got Matt and Rich and Ben here. You know us. We've been friends with you for a long time, Strange Times, through the What a Pair of Trousers days and even now. And it's 500 episodes. That's incredible. Guys, thoughts? 500 episodes? Can you imagine such a thing?
It's a lot of episodes.
It's certainly 500 episodes.
I remember when we got to 100 episodes of What a Pair of Trousers.
That's right.
That was a lot of episodes. And if the maths serves me correctly, that's Strange Times have done five times as many
five
as
times
we've
as many,
done.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Very many episodes of the show that you do.
Let's think about some of our favourite segments they do these days, like What Did You Do This Week? And What Are You Going to Do Next Week?
Yeah. And
well, they've always gone well together.
Yeah. What Have I Spent Money On This Week? That's making me sad. I like
Are
that
they still
segment.
Doing Guess My Fart?
Well, Guess My Fart wouldn't be a good segment because the title gives it away.
Well,
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you know, with the disparity in anal tautness happening on that show.
Indeed.
Yeah, I don't know. Might be a bit difficult, but hey, these things are here to be workshopped.
But they've stuck at it. That's the important thing.
Is it?
500.
Yeah.
It is important. Like, imagine doing 500 of anything that your heart wasn't in. I mean, that's pretty good.
Half-assing 500 of anything is quite the achievement.
Yeah.
Even quarter-assing 500 of anything's pretty good.
I can't do the maths of that. Is that... Yeah. You have to do 2,000.
125,
yeah. Yeah, 125. Oh, yeah. Right, you're going that way. I've gone that way.
Sorry.
That's good maths, though. I was impressed with your maths. That was good maths. Do they do maths? I haven't heard much maths lately.
I don't know. Like good maths chat.
Yeah.
I think after... like 500 episodes, they might be able to afford a little studio or something for Cat rather than him just sitting in his car.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
That's right.
Does Cat ever get out of his car?
All that sweet, sweet Strange Times money just rolling in.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, if they could share with us how they've monetized it.
Because for 500, surely they've made a mint out of it. Like 500 episodes, surely.
Have they flown? And they've flown Cat? They're all in the same studio, I imagine. Flown in.
You'd imagine so.
For the 500 extravaganza.
They'll be all in the same studio.
Are they having all of the 500 episodes remastered?
Oh, I mean, that's
re-released.
Oh, now that's how you monetize.
Not bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laserdisc edition.
The Criterion edition.
Just Cat's version.
Yeah. Oh, just Cat.
No, just Cat's preferred, you know, mixing of the... You know, if Davian's the one doing the mixing, he's probably annoyed. You know. Anyway, what was the point of this again?
Yeah, why are we here?
I don't know.
Let's not worry about it.
Right.
All right, that's fine.
Guess my farts are not a bad segment, actually.
Who? Anyone else done a good fart lately?
Well, define good.
I had some great Dim Sims for lunch, and there.
So you're brewing it? Yeah, good.
The gurgling.
Oh, tell me. Really good. Colon cleanser's going on there.
Just refresh.
Get my colon clean.
Oh fuck, I forgot to do the message for 500. Oh, I've had months to do this. That's me all along, isn't it? Just wait and, you know, think, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, and then of course it never happens. I will. 500. 500. 500. 500 what? Congratulations, Strange Times, on 500 episodes. Sorry. I'm an idiot.
That was a Party Political broadcast from the one and only Dana, or as we like to refer to on the show, Dana. Thank you very much for that, Dana. It was very nice of you. Tar love. And much love and hugs and things.
Yes, very nice.
Yes, very nice indeed.
What's been happening in dirty old Blighty? What's the good news from up north?
Fuck all. Nothing's happened.
Is coal the same price?
A bus hit his tram yesterday, so half a picket of leaves closed down for a few hours, but that's about it. Not one of mine.
Oh, dear. Okay. Right.
Brexit's working out well. That was a good choice, wasn't it?
Oh, that was fucking brilliant. Yeah, yeah. It's going about as well as falling out of a hotel room. Oh, okay.
The NHS must be fucking just brimming with cash by now, all that extra money that was going to be pouring in every day. Was it 300 billion zillion pounds?
Oh, yeah, at least. Yeah. At least. All in Bitcoin.
That's fixed. NHS is fixed. Starmer's continuing. He's let's try and piss everyone off by increasing national insurance, but not on individuals, on companies, which, you know, it's still going to we're still going to end up paying for it. If companies are paying for it, we'll somehow still have to pay for it.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah, he's doing his first year. Yeah, fair play to the guys. Fucking pisses many people off in the first year. And then he's got 4 years to sort of fix it and make people forget before the next election.
Is it 4 or 5 years? I can't remember.
5 years. So 1 year to piss off, 4 years to forget about.
5 years. That's a David Bowie song, isn't it? Yeah. A very good David Bowie song, IIRC. I was just opening up the news to see if there's anything topical I could comment on. But no, there's a poor chap, a poor chap from an old band, an old boy band, I think the name is. He died by falling out of a window. Or as we call it, an Eric Clapton. And oh, Al fired. Al fired.
Wow, that was fucking dark.
Well, don't be so racist. Okay, so is. Oh, sorry, you won't refer to Al fired. Well, no, anyway, we can be horrible to him because he's a dead abuser of women. And I don't mean in the Liverpudlian way, as in, yeah, dead abusing women. He's dead and he allegedly abused women. But to be honest, I always thought he was a bit of a cunt. Anyway, what else is happening in the news? Storm Ashley. Amber warning issued as a weather bomb approaches Scotland. That was possibly the worst fake Scottish accent ever.
What are you talking about? Football? What are you talking about? Shopping?
When did you learn Bangladeshi?
Oh, last Thursday.
Oh, last Thursday. Oh,
jeez.
Right, and excellent. More than 600 migrants cross the channel in one day. That's fantastic because they can do the jobs that all the lazy English white cunts can't be bothered to do.
Yeah. And considering you've sent home half of Europe, you probably need them.
Yeah, bring them all over. Right. No, that's enough of me looking at the news. I'm going to start to get even more depressed, than I normally am, he says really slowly whilst he tries to find the sound effect. Oh, for fuck's sake, where's it gone? Oh, someone's helped me. Where's that sound effect gone? Hang on a minute.
Is that right?
Hang on. Hello? Oh, I thought one of you might have pretended to be someone. Never mind. Listen, we are a highly regarded satirical improv show with elements of dark comedy. Catherine Sorens, to use your full name. Oh, shit. Yeah. First time in 500 episodes I let that cat out of the bag. Eek.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, pardon me.
That was a perfect opportunity for Seamus to say hello, wasn't it, though?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but Seamus is actually in a drying out tank at the moment. So,
right, why?
Yeah. Right. Well, because he drunk everything in it and he's pissed. Well, when he comes out of rehab or at least A&E, then maybe we can get this stupid cunt to give us some audio.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Whenever, really. When have we ever stuck to plans or indeed scripts or...
Or had any.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. What's the blue waffle?
We might find out at the end of the show. I'm sorry. I had this pizza early on and it's really repeating on me quite badly.
What's your
saying? Oh, I found it!
Life. Don't talk to me about life.
Sorry, that was for that bit earlier.
That's another thing I did. I took my old guitar in to get fixed. It would have been over a week ago now. I thought, let me, because it's probably been sitting in a case for, I don't know, about a decade. So, yeah, let me take it in and get cleaned up and whatever. And... Yeah, the guy from the shop rang me yesterday. He goes, what did they quote you for this? And so I was about $200. He said, yeah, it's going to be a bit more than that. This thing's got fucking loads of problems with it. So, yeah. So it's going to actually see if it can be fixed. So, yeah, that's going to be a nice bill. And that turns up. Apparently there's fucking screws in the bridge that won't move. And
oh, nasty.
Saddles, yeah, so... I might be fucked.
Oh, mate, you just remind me, actually, because I've got a couple of guitars that I bought over the last couple of years that are really nice and stuff, but I've never had them properly set up, mainly because I'm a lazy cunt and I've been skinting a fair bit. But, yeah, I need to get them set up, actually. One of them, me a baritone guitar. It sounds lovely, but the action is a little bit too high, so doing bar chords, and I literally sever all of my fingers every time I play it, literally. Like, sis.
Literally.
Yeah, no skibbididididi. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I'm making it up. Hang on a minute. Let's. Hang on. I know someone who we can ask, actually. Hey, Google, what does skibidi mean?
Skibidi itself doesn't have a negative meaning. It's a nonsense word used for fun and humour, often in online videos and memes. However, some people might find the skibidi toilet videos a bit strange or creepy, but they're not meant to be harmful or offensive.
Oh, that's boring then.
Yeah.
Okay, so dear listeners, if there are any other words you'd like me to say on the show, other than obviously the perennial fuck, cunt, wank, jizz and Trotsky, then send your ideas on a post note and shove it up your mother's fudge tunnel. Oh, I'll tell you what else happened last week. I failed to get tickets for the Cure gig at this venue called the Troxy. Because, you know, they're doing a new album and stuff. And to celebrate, they had this sort of system where if you pre-order the album, they say, yeah, nice one. We'll put you kind of, well, you get access codes to try and buy some tickets for this, like, really intimate little venue thing. It's about 2,000 people or something, 2,000 people capacity venue, which is mental small for the Cure because like they sell out stadiums. So I thought, God, the guy's going to be a fucking lottery, got no chance here. But something dodgy was happening, right? Because I had me itchy trigger finger twitching more than a rabbit's nostril. That reminds me of an old Bill Hicks sketch. And literally about 1 second past 3 o'clock of the hour, which is when the tickets were open, I, hit that button. It just came back 2 seconds later, sold out. And there's massive uproar, on Twitter. And it comes to light that there's some rather unscrupulous bots that like bought a load of tickets. And these wankers putting these 25 quid tickets up on Viagogo for like £1,500. It's like, you fucking cunts. And this is after the lovely, lovely, lovely Robert Smith had a right old pop at Ticketmaster and Oasis saying, yeah, your fucking dynamic pricing, fuck off, you scamming cunts. I don't think he used those words publicly, but knowing him, that's probably what he thought. It's a bit of a furore on the tickets. But they are doing a live stream on the evening, so that's pretty cool. So I might have some special relaxing cake, a cup of tea, and a bit of a felt from Aunt Sally. And, watch the Skibidi live. Yeah.
Nice.
Skibidi bubba.
Have some of your CBD X-Wings?
CBD, I mean, there's no active compound in there. It's the THC, man. Or all this other stuff now. It's HHC, I don't know, YMCA, MICKYMOUSE. I don't know. What do you think, Reg? Fair enough.
Do you get any more audio?
Yeah. We could do that while we're desperately thinking of something to say. she used to go by the name, Her Ladyship von Asda, but I think she just calls herself Moany Old Woman at the moment. She did say something, but I've forgotten. Oh, well, it's her, you know her, you love her, you all want to be her, really, don't you?
Yeah, Mallory Knox.
Yep.
No, just got to wait for 5 hours for the cunt to start. The audio, not Sandra.
What is going on with your computer?
I think the streaming...
I'd like to main.
Oh, fucking hell. It's the streaming and buffering. So let's pretend that little audio hiccup didn't happen.
I'd like to main people who park in disabled parking bays without displaying a blue badge.
Fair enough.
Unfortunately, if I were to maim these people, then I'd end up locked up and they'd probably end up with a blue badge because they'd be disabled after I'd maimed them. But still, they're complete fucking cunts for doing it.
Hey!
There's them, hop, skipping and jumping out of their car like Usain Bolt on the way to the supermarket, and I'm there limping behind them looking like I've shit myself. It's really not good fun. It's the same for them those who park in the parent and child bays, they're arseholes as well, apart from parent and children. But even then, why the fuck are the parent and child bays so close to the shop? They don't need to be close to the shop. They're getting a fucking buggy out of their car. That's all they need, the extra space. Why don't they move the parent and child bays to the other side of the car park, and then they can double up the disabled parking bays, and then the gym members would be able to park in even more spaces and piss off even more disabled people. I think it's a fucking win-win-win, cunty wank hamsters.
And I'm not quite sure that qualifies as a congratulations on 500 episodes, but thank you very much, Sandra.
Me. Bloody hell.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
The content comes in and he's fucking moaning about it.
To be fair, though, it does sound like he's rung her up and she's talking to someone else in the other room. and then they'll be like, oh, hi, yeah, hi. What happy if you're on 500th episode, everybody?
Who's this? Fuck off.
Yeah, we should get her to record some more rants, actually, because she used to send some in a few years back, didn't she? And they were really good. We had a jingle and everything. I can't remember what range of episodes it was, because I could go and leech the jingle audio from that, if I could be bothered, I guess.
I was with us, so it was after 200 or 300. I still can't remember when I started.
Oh, goodness.
Either 197 or 297, I can't remember. Probably 297.
Christ. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. What we need is one of our legions of fans I would offer cash money if someone could be bothered to go through all of the episodes and do an episode summary of each one. There you go. Get moving.
I've been planning to for fucking ages. Just like
I know you have, you slack motherfucker.
The problem is, I've now started collecting Beano comics, and that takes up all my fucking time.
You started flicking the bean?
Because you've got to have goals.
Oh, okay. Blimey.
Yeah, speaking of parent bays in car parks, I used to, when the kids were smaller, or even when they got bigger, I used to keep, when we had the spare kids' car seat, I'd keep that in my work car just so I could park near the fucking, if I had to go into the supermarket or whatever, I'd just pull the kids' child sit out of the back of the car, stick it in the front, and...
Oh, nice one.
Can't book me, you wanker.
And to be fair, Kat, you've got little legs, so you park your room in the car park.
Yeah.
And by the time you got there, you won't go back to work.
Yeah, they probably thought... Yeah, and the passers-by probably thought, how is that child driving a car? Oh, look, it's Kenny Baker from R2-D2 fame.
Aren't you clever, little boy? Get in the back of this van.
Oh,
it's amazing. Dom Jones always going One Direction.
Oh, yay. One Direction. Oh, dear. Haters gonna hate. Well, we're used to that now, aren't we, ladies? I'm just trying to make a note of people who I've already played the audio for. Do you know when you also feel like you're dying to have a shit and you also want to fart and you don't know whether you want to, like, risk it or not, just in case you get a bit of a hole breach, if you know what I mean? I better stay away from errant leaves of lettuce, that's for sure. Turtle's head edging out. Oh, dear. This is the content you wanted to listen to, wasn't it? Me talking about my bowel movements. Yay.
All right, Grandpa.
You do sound, play some more you sound like you've been pegging too much. You've been pegging too much, and now you're afraid to fart. That's what you
thought. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
It's rectum's prolapse.
My God, we've done 45 minutes already. Fucking hell, we better play some more audio soon. Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, one of our dearest listeners, another one of our dearest listeners sent something in, though.
Wait, we have some?
Yeah, well, apart from Dana, we've got Mr. Silver himself.
Hello, Davian, Kat, and indeed Dom. This is Captain Silver, reporting for service. I just wanted to wish you all a happy 500th episode. My God, you've been here for a long time. When you first started... It was about 2013, before I had my first child, back when I still liked the idea of visiting a vagina, which reminds me of this little song.
Uh-oh.
like to pet, and every evening we get set. I stroke it every chance I get. It's my girl's pussy. Seldom plays and never purrs, and I love the thoughts it serves, but I don't mind because it's hers. My girl's pussy. Often it goes out at night, returns at break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. It's never dirty, always clean, in giving thrills, never mean. But it's the best I've ever seen, is my girl's pussy.
No doubt Davey will complain this isn't in mono, so he can't flap about his own blackened nub of a chode while he listens to his own audio work again. Fuck you. Only kidding. Love you all. But not the kind of love that gives you a cuddle afterwards. The kind of love that chokes you during and gives you a good hard slap afterwards.
Oh, that was a bit violent, but rather saucy all the same. Thank you very much, Andy. Nice.
Yeah, cheers,
yeah, nice one. Nice one, top one, get salted.
We've got a new theme tune in.
Yeah, a new theme tune.
Brilliant.
That sounded very much like Noel Coward. I mean, all artists back in those days did, didn't they? Noel Coward. Was he the chap that did Mad Dogs and Englishmen? Yeah.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. And they're probably all on 78 RPM. I'm sorry, I was just waiting for the joke of you saying, yeah, and you were there when they were invented.
You were there before that.
Yeah, you had no iPhone, you did. Fucking wind up one.
Wind up one.
One of those Flintstone ones with a bird, with a piece of rocks being around.
Yeah, I bet you've got an air trumpet, haven't you?
Oh, I was trying to come up with a funny joke for that. No, it's just these trousers.
Well, on this show, I won't have it.
I won't have it, I tell you, god damn it. Who else has sent stuff into us? There's got to be other people. Ah, yeah, Captain Groovy himself.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I refuse to.
Hello, girls and boys, and everyone else listening right now. So the 500th episode of the StrangeTimesShow.com. When did it become .com and why is it .com? What have you changed it for? I hope it's not for any sort of wokery and the fuckery. anyway, listen, got to send a big shout out to Kat, big shout out to Dom, and of course that deviant, a.k.a. Davian, who is on the wagon, a.k.a. for anyone that doesn't know what that means, isn't drinking or taking any substances.
Well
done, first and foremost. And secondly, you must be a fucking so much fun to be around at the moment.
Nope.
So yeah, well done, but just remind me not to go on any nights out or anything. But anyway, back to the show. Strange Times show. Well done. 500 episodes. How many hours is that? That's a lot of hours.
About 500.
And you haven't murdered each other. So I'm giving you a virtual round of applause. Just before I go, there's a couple of things I'd like to raise. Like food items, like Piccalilli, why do you only see it at Christmas? And Bovril. Why Bovril? Why?
That's nice.
You don't really see it that much anymore, I don't think. I don't hear anyone going, do I want Earl Grey? Do I want PG Tips? Or do I want fucking beef tea? So I just thought I'd throw that out there. It's just something that's rattling around my head at the minute. So, you know, you can enjoy it now, rattling around your head. The beef tea and the annual appearance of Piccalilli. And I think with some of us older cunts, if we look into the cupboard or the fridge or whatever, wherever you keep it, I don't even know where you'd keep nuclear orange / nuclear yellow Piccalilli. But I guarantee that we've all got some somewhere and it's probably like 10 years out of date, but you could still taste the same. So eat it or don't eat it. Anyway, peace out, one love. And in the words of Donald Trump, in the words of Donald Trump, what would Donald Trump say? What would he say?
Oh, he cuts it off. Thank you, Danny. That's very nice of you, young man. It's a smashing blouse, you won't. What's he been doing?
What's Piccalilli?
Piccalilli. I don't know, really.
I had it the other day.
Oh, did you? What's it like? It's like this yellow, luminous, bloody radioactive pickle shit.
Piccalilli is basically, it's pickled, I think, vegger in it, but it's basically pickled whatever and with mustard as well. So it's like, it's basically pickled mustard. I do it with corned beef. It's lovely.
That sounds great.
Oh, corned beef's quite nice. I like corned beef.
Corned beef and Piccalilli is fucking nice. You've got no room to talk cat in your fucking Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah, well, Vegemite is fucking great.
Not as nice as Marmite.
I've never tried Marmite either, or Bovril.
You've never tried Marmite? But you're a northerner, for fuck's sake.
Yes, I am.
Get out of your country.
Yeah,
get out of your country.
Bloody hell.
Nope.
Never had Marmite.
You've never had Marmite. Well, there's a podcast.
Back to the other northern monkeys, find out about that. Yeah, you're done.
You'll have to hand your card in.
I hand my fucking cards in. The one thing I'm learning so far from this episode is I need to do my audio properly because all the callers are for calling in and their audio is fucking better than mine. That's not right. Maybe I need to get the laptop out and the mic out and do it properly rather than fucking about on my phone.
That'd be good if you could do that, because then we could have Battle of the Soundboards. Oh, think of the hijinks we could have there, ladies and genitals. Mm? Yes.
Out of bloody hell.
Oh, of course, we've got the main event coming up shortly. I don't know what time you need to go get, but we got some audio by Bill Haywatt. Also, Greg and Joe, I'll probably play them at the end, actually. It's like when you like want to finish all over the breasts of two sexy people.
Bloody hell.
A lot of time for me, yeah.
I tell you what I liked Danny saying now. I liked his use of the word beef tea. If I wasn't determined to call this episode There Can Be Only One, I'd actually call it beef tea. Well, we could have a democratic vote, going as three of us. What should we call it? There Can Be Only One or beef tea?
There can be only one beef tea.
There can only be one beef tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
God, that was a bit. Danny, that was a bit woke and democratic. You fascist bastard. Yeah.
Have you seen that meme of someone's got a book, a kid's book from about 1960 or 1950 or something. Someone's like they're fiddling with a car, and the title is "Everything I Hate Is Woke," and this guy's pointing to the engine. The engine is woke. So that's. That's pretty much what the anti-woke stuff is. Oh, it's woke. This is all woke. I don't like that thing. What is it? I don't know.
Fuck's sake.
I don't know. But it's a bit fucking different and scary.
Woke, really. It's just not been a complete cunt, really, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah. My word, hasn't fucking Murdoch Media fucking clung onto that little fucking nugget?
God, yeah. Yeah, when you got...
Oh, look, it's just wokeism. And socialism and communism and fascism all together.
It's the wokerati. Christ, that must have taken us several lines of coke to come up with that one, yeah? Fucking monkeys. Jesus Christ. God, I need to calm down. I need to listen to something that I know will make me tickle where it smells funny. Mr. Bill Haywatt. Eventually.
Hello, friends. Bill Haywatt here, brought to you by Henderson Sophisticated Adult Diapers for those in the know when they gotta go but may not know. Yes, that's right. It's come to that. Here I am in the memory care unit of the old announcer's home in scenic Winnemucca, Nevada. And I'm wondering who the fuck stole my pudding, goddammit, and why my side of the bed is always wet, and who you are. Who are you? Anyway, we'll leave the philosophical questions for another time. I want to tell you, friends, growing old gracefully is for pussies. And I'm here to tell you that if you got to grow old, you got to do it kicking and screaming all the way. You got to fight those fucking bastards in their damned white coats, condescending know-it-alls with their big fucking degrees just after my Medicare money. Because once you get used to the leather restraints, oh, those drugs sure do feel good, especially when washed down with a little midnight oil, as provided by my good buddy, Lester the Night Janitor. And we do like him. Yes, anyway, speaking of old... No, wait. I'm... pudding. Where was I talking about? Yes, where is my... Where's my pudding, you goddamn harlot? Oh, well, listen, things are very strange here. Things have changed. They're very strange. They're strange times indeed. Oh, yes, I remember. Strange times. It's their 500th show. Okay. And it's a beautiful thing, man. Those kids do a wonderful job, and they're not afraid to ask the hard questions. Oh, sweet Jesus, I remember hard. Oh, God. Christ, don't get old, said the old softy. But yes, strange times. You know, they're celebrating 500 shows. How do they do it? How do they keep finding things to talk about? How do they keep from killing each other? How do they remember? How do I remember? Where was I? Who are you? What? Oh, there it goes again. I say, you know, enough of the tough questions. So, Davian, Cat, Dom, you've got my big, wet, sloppy love and my grudging admiration and respect. And you have my goddamn pudding, you scurvy gonifs. Give it back. I'm hungry. No, listen. Oh, I'm wet, too. Oh, Christ. Well, you know, when you've been around as long as I have, nobody gives a fuck anyway. Diaper rash. Nobody remembers who you are, let alone who you were. Hell, I don't even remember who I was. I used to be somebody. God damn you, yes. Well, okay, anyway, enough about me. Sincere congratulations, whoever you are. Keep up the good work, and please excuse me, it's time for my medication. This is Bill Haywatt. You may have heard me on Succotash or on...
The Bill Haywatt Show.
Or next door to you, yelling at you to turn down your goddamn jungle music. But anyway, strange times, you are number one in my book, and we need you now more than ever because things are only going to get stranger, and we need Davian and Cat and Don to help us all sort it out. So keep up the good work and keep it up. So thank you for this wonderful award, and I'd like to send out all my gratitude to all the little people who made it possible. I'll definitely keep it on my shelf here next to my do not resuscitate a little thing. Oh, there it goes again. And now back to bed.
What?
He's a fucking genius, that bloke. Oh, dear. And a special thanks to Mr. Bill Haywatt there, soon to be knighted, apparently. And also, there's not mentioned enough, frankly, considering the awful duties he has to perform, his carer, Mr. Joe Paulino. Lovely, lovely gentleman, one and all. Well, I guess the big question we should ask now before this side of the C90 I did that joke last week, didn't I? What a wanker. The big question is, what we got planned for the next 500? This is where we hear the sound of a gunshot in the background and Cat falling to the floor. And then the voice of Courtney Cox. Courtney Love. Courtney Cox killed Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love.
Courtney Cox killed Corey Taylor from Blink-182.
Oh, right. Okay.
That one? Yeah. Is that right? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. So what's our plans for the future then, ladies?
Content. The next 500, we should work on content.
Right.
He lied. No idea.
Decent recording equipment and video.
I've always wanted to do video stuff. I've got to change the lighting, though, because the lighting's shining down on my rapidly receding hairline. So I'm going to have to get some mood lighting, something sort of like purple and neon and skibidee. I'm pronouncing it like that, so when Tom, my son, listens to it, he gets really uncomfortable and cringy and then gives me a dead arm. And I don't want him to give me a dead arm, actually. He'll probably snap my arm if he did that now. Yes, something like that. Because he's doing the old jiu-jitsu, judo, and also kickboxing now. He's bloody a whirlwind of muscle, testosterone, hormones, and a bottomless pit of a stomach, it seems. I don't know where he puts it.
At the gym endlessly as well.
Yeah. Yeah, back in my day, it was just like riding around on your bicycle and like nicking money off old women so you could buy paper bags of glue to sniff and wank your socks off to. Sorry, is this microphone on?
Yeah, yeah, my youngest one's got his year 12, last day of school coming up. So him and all his friends have bought stupid costumes. So he's gone, he's bought this thing off Amazon for $20. It's a French-made costume. So.
Ooh.
It's going to be this, I don't know, 6 foot kid with a fucking huge afro and this tiny little French maid outfit. So, yeah, that'll look delightful.
That sounds absolutely brilliant, actually.
Sounds like a challenging one.
Yeah, so, well, what time is it? Fuck. But no idea.
Well, anyway. we've been at it for an hour and 6 minutes, gentlemen.
Bloody hell.
I've, yeah, it's probably only about a minute.
Beats my record by an hour and 5 minutes.
Whee! And there's probably only about a minute's worth of audio to trim out this time, so that's not too bad, actually.
Let's do a 500 episode every week because of that. We don't need any content.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. Maybe the plans for the future will be to have more content sent in by those stupid our dear listeners.
The listener.
Yeah, yeah. The listener. And then we could critique it. We could be the Jukebox Jury of podcasts. We could have... Oh, no. No, that's already happened. Yeah, it was called Succotash, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right. I'll come back, Succotash. You were great. Ideas for the future. Sorry, go on, darling.
There's a YouTube guy, he used to be on YouTube. I think he just does Facebook now. Called Ray William Johnson. And what he does occasionally is someone will say, roast me, and he will do, like, really go to fucking town. And I think we should try doing that because I think we could be quite scathing. Although, inevitably, it'll always come back to, like, the same three things. Like sex, racism, and something else.
Drugs, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Well.
Johnson, didn't he steal... he had the Equals 3 show, didn't he?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. There's an episode on the Young Turks ages ago, and one of their producers... I don't know what they were talking about, and they brought up... Equals 3 about how it had done really well. And one of the producers said, yeah, that little cunt stole the idea off me.
Really?
And then spent the next 5 minutes fucking roasting him and fucking pointing out all the things he'd done and taking his idea and made a zillion bucks out of it. Yeah, thieving cunt. Anyway, allegedly.
Back in them days. Yeah, back in them days, though, it was quite early, wasn't it? So
yeah,
there's no such thing as like viral or anything like that, so... You could do something like see something, copy it, and it'd be like, oh, is it his? Is it original or is it somebody else's? We don't know.
Yeah. Is it Memorex?
God.
Dear listeners, it really is past our bedtimes here. Technically speaking, Cat's woken up, but he is actually a bit like a cat. He spends 23 hours of the day sleeping, and when he gets tired, he has a little nap. Isn't that right, Cat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's, what did you say?
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah, that's
true. If you don't have his seven or eight naps, you won't have enough energy left for his big sleep.
That's exactly correct.
You've got to have a pre-sleep nap before bedtime, so you've got to get nice and warmed up.
Pre-sleep nap.
With lube and stuff, yeah.
Pre-sleep nap with lube.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt, that is.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And to all of our new listeners in America, I hope you enjoyed it, especially you with the cracking tits. Oh, dear. No.
And the ones with the titting cracks.
And titting cracks. I think I supported them in 1985 in Camden. Anyway, dear listeners, this has been the 500th episode of StrangeTimeShow.com. There will be more, despite ourselves.
Prove it. Prove it.
What a
fucking waste of time.
Well, actually, there already has been, because episode 501 we're releasing before this one, aren't we? So they would have already heard 501.
I'm not on purpose, though. It was an accident
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
This, because of all of the
court cases and libel.
Brexit.
Or whatever.
Brexit.
And, yeah, Brexit, that's it, yeah.
Left-handed screwdrivers, fucking splitters.
And all the communist fascism stuff that people were sending in and all the wokeism.
Those yeah, those woke-karate communist Hetley in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go woke, go broke.
I'll tell you what, don't give me the fucking horn that what, sorry?
It turns out it was all a dream.
Oh, now if I could have been bothered, I could have done some good production around that.
You could have done like the Dallas theme or whatever it was. Was it Dallas, Dynasty? Dallas it was, wasn't it?
Well, I tell you what, we'll save that for when we can get Bon out of cryogenic sleep.
Yeah.
And whatever happened to Jerry Twait, yeah, and all the rest. Oh, dear. I'm knackered. Any last words, generals?
No.
Excellent. Oh, good.
I'm up to series 4 of Taskmaster, and I like the way he says Taskmaster, not Taskmaster, like a fucking ponce. So don't tell me how it ends.
Shut your dirty whore mouth.
When you finish, check out the New Zealand one. That's pretty good.
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, I've read something about that somewhere. I won't check out the Australian version of The Office, because that's looking a bit fucking ropey, don't
I? Oh, yeah. Bullshine.
Check out Euphoria.
Yeah, I did in 1988.
No, Utopia. Check out Utopia.
Okay.
That's the
Utopia. That's it.
That's a prog rock band from the '70s, isn't it? Oh, don't fucking know.
That's it.
No. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well. Okay. Yeah. Well. There we go. What?
We'll give you like 7 different fucking endings. Pick one. Let's end this bullshit.
Strange times we're living in. Go fuck yourselves.